Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show. And hello! Welcome in! Welcome into the Eric Zane Show podcast, a daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures from right here in the Impact Power Sports Studio. I feel like I've done this before. I have, but that's okay. Impact Power Sports, a beacon of fun, if you will. ATVs, UTVs, motorcycles. I was mentioning, do they still make the three-wheelers? You know, they're like tricycles with the big giant tires in the back and in the front. It's got the one wheel in front, and then your crazy drunk Uncle Lloyd gets on it. And he takes a turn too hard. He goes flying off the fucking thing. He's a quadriplegic for life. Anyway, thank you to them. They are in Rockford, Michigan. And you can check them out online over at ImpactPowerSportsMI.com. Chris says, no, those died in the 80s with the people that rode them. So welcome in. Welcome in. So glad you're here. Supposedly, we're getting ready for some type of snow event again. Snow, winter hasn't started yet. It's very tricky because you've got the shortest day of the year is fast approaching. But yet, the doldrums of winter are right behind it. Days start getting longer, but it's fucking ridiculous. It is supposed to be a... I'm not sure if, like, right where we are, it's going to be a massacre, a snowpocalypse, but it could very well be. We, at the house here, continue to get inundated with Christmas joy, with packages being delivered. No one leaves the house to shop anymore. It's getting more and more like that. The United States Postal Service and then UPS. You know it's bad when Amazon deliveries and UPS deliveries, they rent rider trucks. I saw some guy pulling up to the house in a Mercedes-Benz, like his car, to deliver like a thing of dog food from Chewy. It's unbelievable. If you had owned any stock in any of the delivery companies, I mean, if you think about it, the malls are dead. Stores, brick and mortar stores, they're all gone. They're just shells of what they once were, you know. And then, you know, all that dead, and then all of the delivery services are bringing the stuff to us. Time marches on. That's the way it goes. About the only stores that are seeing a resurgence are like dollar stores in places on the other side of the hard living line. I'm telling you, I saw when I was driving up north through Kalkaska, Michigan, where that McDonald's was, that I had the 47-minute wait for my food. On one side of the street, there was a Family Dollar, and on the other side of the street, there was, I forgot the name of the dollar store, but there was another dollar store right across. They're like competing dollar stores. Chris writes, easy, I'm listening to your McDonald's story, and man, is that hit home. I waited 45 minutes in a drive-thru line a few weeks ago. I unfortunately used the app and placed my order and paid for it before I arrived. That's similar to what I did, except I didn't use the app. I used a kiosk in the lobby. Otherwise, I wouldn't have waited. I wouldn't have waited for the food. Chris says, there were only three cars ahead of me when I arrived, and this particular McDonald's did not have a dining room. When I asked what was the holdup, they said they only had two people working. The workforce around here is disappearing. We then went to Walmart for Christmas shopping Sunday. There were only three cashiers working, and they only had two check-yourself-out lanes. It was a disaster. They had 12 lanes shut down that could have been open. The wait was around 20 minutes. The signs are there, but businesses will soon be gone and everything will be ordered online, unfortunately. I disagree. I mean, I'd like going into a store once in a while, like Walmart, because you can get what you want, and it's very entertaining to look at the toothless souls that wander around a place like that. But, you know, I love this. This is great. Holy shit. Then he says, I also saw this car on fire during my drive home Friday night. So he sends me a picture of the car burning. Now that looks like a car that kind of ran off the road. No idea what happened, but I felt like I was in Detroit for a moment. Take care. Oh, damn. Are you sure nobody was in the car? Which I don't think it would have mattered if you saw how engulfed that car was. All right. Pretty much the shopping is done. The inside of the house is just boxes. I think Pooh Bear is getting ready to start some intense workout regimen because she wanted like not only the dumbbells on like a stand and they showed up, but she wanted like kettlebells. So I think she's getting ready to get the eye of the tiger, and she wanted like a yoga mat. So, oh, God damn. And so then I'm like, you know, I need to get the eye of the tiger too. I like where she's going with this because I'm kind of like a fucking pile of shit right now. And I hate myself. So I need to get after it. So then I said to her, I go, hey, you know, the only time I had like a lot of success was during like P90X. And that kind of went in conjunction when I was doing swim, bike, run, triathlon. But I'm not doing triathlon. I'll tell you that right now. But there's no reason why I can't bust out the P90X workouts. So then I'm like, all right. Well, back then, those were like DVDs. And I don't even have those anymore. But you now they do it all online. And like for $119 a year, you can get like the whole thing. Not only do you get P90X, you get all the different versions of P90X. And then Sean T, you know, he does those high intensity workouts, which I can't do those with my knee. All that, you know, hard impact shit. I can't do that. Maureen says, I have the DVDs. You can have mine. No, I don't want them, you know, because I don't want to have to hook up a stupid DVD player. So I went ahead and downloaded it and paid for it. And I go, all right, here we go. But then I was going to go downstairs and do like a workout. And then I noticed that while I was looking at, because it's on an iPad, and I noticed that the iPad, like all the, memory is being used. You know, it's used up all the space. So I went ahead and deleted some space, some things that were on a bunch of pictures. And what I didn't know is that, this is weird, I deleted all the pictures I thought on the iPad. Wait, I don't need those. I got them on my phone. So I deleted like 4,500 pictures from the past 7 or 8 years. And then fast forward, and ended up not even working out because it got too late and I wanted to go to bed. Maureen says, uh-oh. Yeah, you know where this is going. So then I'm laying in bed and I wanted to go through my pictures for another reason. And there's like 4 pictures on my phone. I'm like, what the fuck? Did I blow out all my pictures somehow? How does that happen? Doesn't it save it individually on the machine, on like the on the iPad? Why would it talk to my phone and delete them all on my fucking phone? And what asshole came up with that concept? I went ahead and I'm like panicking. So I looked up and that you can go back and restore them. And I did. So Kenny says, I believe that's called the cloud, Eric. Well, yeah, I mean, I know that like when you say something on your phone, it goes up to a cloud. And then why, though, if on another machine would I delete all that shit? Why would the cloud tell the other machine to delete it? That's a pain in the ass. I learned something very valuable there. All right. Now, I want to deal you in on something that just happened. Every day at about 9:30 when I'm on the radio, there's a moment on the radio where like JC makes a post. He says, hey, it's time for the question of the day. And then I read it and then that's it. And it's usually, it's, you know, something rock related or this day in history or something like that. And then people weigh in with their comments and then I weigh in with mine. If you've heard it, you know, it's a pretty simple thing. Well, at 9:30, it's not there. There was no, he posted it on Facebook. So I look and there's nothing. I go, oh, fuck. Okay. All right. Well, then I just assumed he missed it, you know, whatever, it happens. So I continued on with the show. Then I proceeded to play a song by Soundgarden that sucks. It's called Birth Ritual. It's a horrible song, and I heard it for the first time there. And then numerous people started texting in saying, what is the deal with this song? It's a huge pile of shit. And when a song is shitty on Q100, it goes in what's known as the Boston bin with all Boston records. So that's just one. It's just one of those things. So I wrap up the show with, all right, here's the birthday club, like I always do. And then, oh, by the way, that song belongs in the Boston bin. It stinks. And then I ended the show. Kenny says, man, you're crazy. That song is awesome. Yeah, example number 8,556,000 of showing that you have shitty taste in music, okay? Shut up. Anyway, at 9:39, dumb shit writes, question posted. Sorry, it just stayed in my computer. Time passes. I don't see this text. I've just moved on. Then he says, Birth Ritual is a fantastic song. It's in the movie Singles. And well, first of all, just because it's in the movie Singles, that doesn't make it a good song. My ears, I don't give a shit if it was in Titanic. It's a shit song. Then he writes, thanks for skipping my question. Late for the first time ever. My God. And I wrote, I looked for it and it wasn't there at the time that I do it. So I suspected that you missed it. Then he writes, have I ever missed it before? Then he writes, sorry, it's my fault, but you could have easily put it in instead of the Birth Ritual rant. And my question is tied to a sponsor. I write, dumbass, I had no idea that you did it. I moved on after you missed it the first time. I assumed it wasn't there. He writes, I never miss it. It's paid for. First time ever, it's late, right? What the fuck? Are you fucking kidding me? Oh, my God. Well, it looks like you owe him one. Don't blame me. I didn't do it. I didn't do anything. I just moved on. I mean, fucking time marches on. I got shit to do. I got a show to do. I'm sorry I didn't see your goddamn thing. What the fuck? What a bummer. Tophis says it's his fault for not communicating. Exactly. Then he blames it on me. And then he says, sorry. And then he doubles down. You can't say sorry and then double down. Fuck. Maureen says, I hate JC. He's a dick. Or as Queen of the Forest would say, he's a cockhead. Well, I can't agree with that. I do not hate JC. I do not think he's a dick or a cockhead. I just think this is one of those things. I didn't do it. He did it. My God. All right. Tophus says he sure acted like one. Chris says, did you ask him, did you ask Dildo if he fixed his antenna light? Yes, I did bring it up when we were at the casino. And he indicated to me, and it's up to me to find out or to actually believe him or not. He claims that he called and that there's like a waiting list to get it done. And then he said, besides, not all the lights are out, just that one. And I said, well, only one of the many lights were out on the one in Texas that the helicopter hit. And I said, remember, average of 25 birds in the sky at all times, largest National Guard base in America, about 30 feet away. Unbelievable. I don't need this grief. I don't. I do not need this grief. Oh, so annoying. Corey says, I found the Twitter account of the CEO killer. Interesting read. Yeah, send it to me. I'd like to take a look. That guy had, of all the guy who killed the CEO, this is such a strange story. First of all, he covered up his face, but the one thing he didn't cover up was those giant eyebrows. That dude's eyebrows were like a couple of 1974 shag carpeting piles on the inside of a conversion van. His name is Luigi Mangione. So Luigi Mangione does not like capitalism and he doesn't like the healthcare industry. Yet he gets busted. The guy who hates capitalism gets arrested at probably the most capitalistic place in the United States or the world, McDonald's. All right, make no mistake. This is a psychopath who tried to use his brains to justify being a murderer slash serial killer, because I'm not putting it past this son of a bitch to have a screw loose where he goes ahead and wants to kill other CEOs. Maureen says, I hope he likes anal. Rebecca says, I wonder if Mario was in on it too. There's a lot of people that are adding the hashtag the adjuster to this guy. I guess he had a grandma and a grandpa who died and he blames insurance. Look, I don't know about you, but if anybody thinks that in this world, if you get cancer, you're not going to have to pay for some of the treatment, you're fucking crazy. But I will say that if you are trying to get treatment and they tell you, no, it's denied, that has to be incredibly frustrating. I understand. But if they didn't deny some of you assholes, then fucking Aiden Hutchinson can't get his goddamn broken leg fixed. Maybe that's a bad example. He's a multimillionaire. But you know what I'm talking about. Corey says, I'm not sad. An evil dude was killed. Corey is referring to insurance guy. Now, I don't know anything about this guy being evil. Just because he ran an insurance company doesn't mean he's evil. He might be evil, but I'm not for sure that I can say that he's evil. Nick says United Health slow pays hospitals to the point they go bankrupt, then buy them out low to control everything. Well, all right, maybe they do. If that's the case, all right, as long as I get fucking care when I dislocate my finger or cut my foot with a goddamn chainsaw. That's all I'm interested in. Does that mean I go and shoot the guy who runs the joint? No. Yeah, I don't agree with any of you assholes suggesting that he's evil. That is horseshit. Evil is quite a strong word. I don't really know anyone who's evil. Nor do you. You goddamn drama queens sit around with your thumbs up your ass, throwing that word around like everybody is saying it. Look at Ryan. He says free beer is evil. Well, maybe. And I don't know anything about Brian Thompson, nor do any of you assholes who are saying he's evil. He might have been the one guy saying, ah, man, we got to turn this thing around. We got to be a better company. And like the board was shutting him out. You dicks don't have any idea what you're talking about. And you ought to be ashamed of yourselves for just throwing that shit out here into the chat. You dumb cocks. Tyler says Freebeard's barber is evil. Look, I think he cuts his own hair. So this crazy fucker, his stupid grandparents die, and then he decides, all right, I don't like capitalism. I'm going to go ahead and shoot the guy who runs his healthcare company, United Health. Donko says a father, husband is dead because some grandparents died of old age. Yeah, fuck that guy's grandparents. I'm with you, Donko. And I'm sick and tired of all these fucking Gen Z cunts saying that they're glad this guy is dead. Fuck you, you pieces of garbage. What the fuck? Shot a guy in the back. People hate him because his company denies a lot of people's claims. So what? Everybody has that happen to him. That's what insurance is. You want them all to be allowed? Then nobody gets anything. Jesus Christ. Loved ones die due to denied claims. Newsflash, that's been going on for as long as there's been insurance, you dumb fuck. You think all the claims are going to be allowed? Shut the fuck up. God damn it. Look, 80-20, asshole. I got my deductible. Once the deductible is met, 80%, 20% out of pocket. That's what the world has. You don't like it? Go to goddamn Kenya and use their insurance, you stupid fucks. Tofus, that dumbass, he says, this shit doesn't happen in countries with universal health care. Go there. What are you doing here, you asshole? Why are you here? That makes you stupid. God damn. Donko says people should be uninsurable after 68 years of age, period. It would take care of the Social Security issue too. Yeah, I don't know about that. I have no idea. I just know that you dumb fucks are sitting here on a chat on a piece of shit podcast acting like you know something about the healthcare industry when you don't. And at the same time, you're saying, I'm glad that guy's dead. He was evil. Shut up. Jesus Christ. Ugh. Anyway, eyebrows doesn't hide his eyebrows. You'd have thought that if somebody who went to a Ivy League school puts on a mask and says, oh yeah, nobody can tell who I am. He has the most discernible feature available, and that is giant eyebrows. The first place he goes after he gets out of New York is a McDonald's in Altoona. All right. Before I get to that, Piano Finger Banger says U.S. health insurance is the biggest fucking scam. It is predatory and a total racket. Okay. My wife's had three kids. Listen to me and you listen well, you fucking morons. Each one of those kids costs more than $100,000 in medical care for not only their birth and the health of the mother, but also neonatal intensive care unit care for Jim and just overall health after the fact. You know how much money we probably paid? Probably about $500. You know why? Because we got insurance, you fucking idiots. Oh, it's a scam on the American people. No, it's not. God damn. That's the talking point that you assholes who are touting this around, that's been spreading. Oh, it's a scam. It's a total racket. It is so not. Jesus. Tophus says, you ain't paying $500 today, you twat. Well, I don't know. My son had two kids. Zero. Zero. I'm glad you dumbasses aren't covered. The less coverage you morons have, the less chance you'll be around to spill your dumb shit opinions. On this show, let's end the nonsense of being happy that serial killer killed a brilliant mind in Brian Thompson. All right? And ended up getting away with it for a little while. End this. This is bullshit. You guys don't know what the fuck you're talking about. You're reading too much bullshit on Discord. God damn it. Insurance makes it so that in case there is a catastrophic incident, car wreck, get hit by a train, whatever the fuck, all right? Is it perfect? No. Is it better than everyone else's? Of course it is. This is America. If you don't think it is, go to the other place or else you're the moron. What a bunch of idiots you are. This is the worst. We need to lose the idea that fucking killing a guy who runs a company that employs tens of thousands of people, that should be celebrated. You all should be ashamed of yourselves for that. I'm not even kidding. God. Anyway, dumb shit kills guy. Somehow manages to get away. Now, if I'm him, I don't have the weapon on me. I don't have the silencer. I don't have anything that is the paper trail, the IDs, the eyebrows. The first place I go is to one of those places where you can lose your eyebrows, or I'll just shave them off or make them smaller, do anything. He could use a fucking Dollar Shave Club and trim up those caterpillars. I don't get it. Instead, he goes to the most capitalistic place in the world, McDonald's. Hey, it's Eric Zane for one of my favorite sponsors, UncommonGoods.com. Now, when you shop at UncommonGoods.com, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses. UncommonGoods.com have searched all around the globe to get some of the most amazing makers of handcrafted products that are made in small amounts. Shop now before they sell out this holiday season. Seriously, just go check out the selection from all the different types of amazing products and gifts that you can get at UncommonGoods.com. From holiday host and hostess gifts to the coolest finds for kids to hits for everyone, from book lovers to diehard sports fans. Just shop around. I'm telling you, the folks who get the gifts purchased through UncommonGoods.com are always going away satisfied and happy and giving you a look like, how did you think of this amazing, awesome gift? Basically, all you need to do is go to UncommonGoods.com, and I'm going to give you 15% off your next gift. All you have to do is go to UncommonGoods.com/Zane. UncommonGoods.com/Zane for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods. We're all out of the ordinary. It says, yeah, I'll take double chee. I'll take Big Mac meal, fries, Coke, extra ice. Thank you. Boom. Fucking employee is there. He says, Jesus Christ, I recognize those eyebrows anywhere. That guy is the dude who killed Brian Thompson. This is in Altoona, Pennsylvania. He calls the police. Police show up. They surround the place. They approach dude. Hey, we want to ask you some fucking questions. Uh-oh. Since then, he's been arrested. Luigi Mangione is in custody. Let's see. CEO Killer's Twitter. I talked about this a little bit on the Patreon yesterday, which some of you said, I've had two people say they have not been able to get the audio of yesterday's Patreon. And I have no idea why, because I published it. Normally people thought I forgot to hit publish. Can any of you on the chat who are on Patreon confirm whether or not you got yesterday's Patreon audio or video? This is Luigi Mangione and his eyebrows. They look ridiculous. You asshole. If you're going to go murder somebody, you can't have those showing. Here's Luigi's thirst trap. This is this image right here with him all jacked, with his shirt off, climbing mountains. That is going to ensure a steady supply of prison dick. That pic right there. Because that's a thirst trap. I'm not sure what is so interesting about it, just at first glance of this this guy's Twitter. Looks like he's a fan of the book The Anxious Generation, which sounds about right. Everybody 30 and under is the biggest pussy on the planet. No offense to my kids. All right, so this guy was a fucking weirdo. I can't wait to get into more of this. Oh, shit, what the fuck is that? I'll have to check in on that one. Some guy just drove through the fucking front of a building. Nick says, look at that center pick. United Health denied him and had to get it fixed with drywall screws. Wait a minute. Hold on a second here. All right. I see his back with some hardware in it. You can see that too. Are you suggesting that someone drilled drywall screws into his back? And you heard this tale and you're a dumb fuck enough to believe that some asshole with a Makita drilled drywall screws into his back? And you believe that? That can't be true. Tofa says he was joking. LOL. All right, well, I'm glad. But you got to understand something. I've had to put up with all of your bullshit from fuckface Nick, pussy-ass Tofus, and drippy snatch Corey about all of this, and piano finger banger. He's shut the fuck up, finally. I say yes, health insurance. I love health insurance. Nick says he had to go to a veterinarian. I don't believe a word you say, you fucking hilljack. Yeah, you guys are a mob. That's what you are. You're a mob of unstable people who I think the FBI should be looking into you, frankly, for all of this. Now, dumb shits, a lot like you morons, have gone after the Altoona McDonald's. They are not happy. That's one of the employees recognized that dipshit and turned him in. A trip from a Pennsylvania McDonald's led to the arrest of a suspect in the killing of United Healthcare CEO, and the internet wasn't loving it. McDonald's restaurants in Altoona, Pennsylvania are getting pounded with one-star reviews and derisive remarks on Yelp, Google, and other public review sites. Thank you to Megan for tipping me off on this story. In the wake of the arrest of Luigi Mangione and last week's shooting death of Brian Thompson. Okay, now. It's weird because I hate that these people are doing this to my favorite restaurant, but some of the comments are definitely funny. Quote, more like Narc Donald's. I hope obesity and heart disease are in network in Pennsylvania. Deny, defend, depose, diarrhea at McDonald's. You see, you twats that are going hard on the insurance industry, you are no better than any of, it's the same, but it's different. The same type of mob fervor that MAGA scum have when it comes to, like, people that are from south of the border in America. That type of one-size-fits-all outrage they're very similar. You guys are one in the same, okay? These idealistic, fuck-faced young people that are applauding the death of Brian Thompson. You can go fuck yourself, as well as all those MAGA fucks who think that we need to go and deport all the hardworking Mexicans that are in our country. You're both fucked up. Okay? One is no better than the other. I don't give a shit what you tell me. Let's see. Common themes in the derision were rats. This location has rats in the kitchen that will make you sick and your insurance isn't going to cover it, Jordan A. said in his review. Yeah, people like Jordan A. he probably doesn't even have insurance. If he does, it's through his mom and dad. Okay? He hasn't ever had a claim be denied. It's just the outrage du jour. All right? Carl Riegel wrote in Google review of One Altoona McDonald's that he, quote, heard the place is rat infested and that the owner doesn't care about the health of his employees. Oh, my God. Service was terrible. Rats everywhere because the guy tipped off the police that the murderer, the serial killer was in there. The crazy serial killer with the fucked up eyebrows is there eating a Big Mac. He called the cops. He did the right thing. One person wrote, the staff accused me of assassinating a CEO. Incredibly unprofessional and class traitor stuff. The reviews are from people who couldn't find Altoona on a Google map. The reviewers live hundreds of thousands of miles away and are just dinging the McDonald's to sharpen their axe. On the bright side, some of the comments were taken as jokes are pretty funny. That's true. They are. The big bad internet machine. I want to see Tophus and Corey 69. And then when they bite each other's ding-dongs off, they get their insurance claims not filed or denied because they're assholes. Okay? That's what I want to see. Tophus, Corey, 69. And then Kenny has a goddamn Kill Bill sword, and he hits you in the back and cuts you two idiots like loaves of bread. I determine that you two are dispatched forever for all this bullshit. Ritz says EZ should call the McDonald's and do an interview. I wanted to get Trump to call him, but I haven't been able to get any response from Trump. I don't know about you guys. Tovis says he's mad because we don't like insurance companies in the healthcare system. Well, I don't know what, maybe you need better insurance. But I love my insurance. I've had nothing but success with mine. I'm sorry if they don't treat butt hurt. All right? It's not my fault that they deny you for having five cocks in your mouth. Hey, can you help me, G? Denied.
Why?
Because you put the cocks in your own mouth. Jesus. Until I have a bad experience with an insurance company, I say yes to all insurance companies. Topaz says, good for you. Everyone doesn't get magical Zane insurance that covers gang rape at a Mr. 10 pageant. Yeah, thanks for stealing my joke, fucking moron. I'm so glad that you assholes continued to try to go down this road of the mob mentality against our heroes in the insurance industry. Shit. So bad. Anyway, thank you for being here on the show. Nick says he did get the Patreon. I don't know why the fuck some of you did not get the Patreon. God bless A&E Heating and Cooling. Joe Martinez is the man, and you can find him at aeheatingcooling.net or just call 616-516-8579. If you need more information about a brand new furnace or perhaps an AC or perhaps you just need your furnace fixed, maybe you need it tuned up, Joe can help. 616-516-8579. A&E Heating and Cooling. Any more talk about denying insurance must be also, you must have supporting documents of what happened to you. in triplicate sent to me. I need to see all of the details of why your piece of shit ass got denied. If you were denied and you're dead, all right, that's one thing. I need the proof. So if you're dead because you were denied coverage, I need to hear from you. I can promise you, none of you here in the chat were denied for anything. This is simply just a mob internet goddamn scam, and everybody is looking at insurance as like, you know, like every so often, it's like, oh yeah, big tech, I'm so mad, I'm being censored. You know, this is what you're doing with insurance. The only people who can actually complain about this are David in Hudsonville. He actually had a horrible thing happen to him. All right, he's the exception. He is allowed to have that happen. The rest of you are, you didn't, nothing happened. My God. And that is going to happen. I'm not going to lie to you. That is going to happen. People are going to say to you, I'm sorry, we got to deny you. Why? Because this, this, and this. I don't know what to tell you. It happens. There's still nothing better. Molly says, I'm dead. EZ is a scam. Becky says, as someone who worked for a specialty care office doing insurance authorizations and denials, insurance companies can suck my non-existent dick. Hold up! Wait a second! Have you had a baby? Yes or no? If you did, I need to know about your care. Okay, you haven't had a baby. I want you today to go out there and get pregnant. All right? And then begin the process of engaging in healthcare. Maureen says, what did she say? She said something dumb. I've fought Blue Cross Blue Shield for a year and a half to get coverage for pain management in my knee. It's so frustrating, but I didn't kill anyone. Excellent. I take it back. That was not dumb. My apologies. And for the fact that they didn't help you with your knee, I would rather they don't help you with your knee and help Becky in her pregnancy, which she's going to be pregnant by the end of the day. Chris says, my shitty insurance doesn't cover emergency services. $2,500 for four stitches and an x-ray. I think you need better insurance. You might want to get a supplemental policy. You can do that, you know. I don't know why you guys sit around and go, oh, this, my boss gets with us. It's a sex dick. Buy a goddamn supplemental policy. This is not rocket science. Shit. You know who I would call? Frank Fuss. All you losers need to reach out to Frank Fuss. He can help you with healthcare.gov. Go to buyinsurancehere.com. Tofa says, do you really think most people can buy supplemental insurance? Yes. It's not that expensive. Okay? It's not that expensive. It is not hot tub money, you assholes. Supplemental health is dirt cheap. Have you looked into it? I have. God damn, you guys suck. All right. Frank can help you with all this shit, not to mention life insurance. That's a scam. Let's go kill people. Let's see. Bob says, when Anthony Cumia had his heart surgery, I think he said the bill was over $2 million, but his out-of-pocket was $200. Exactly. Jeremy says, people shouldn't die so someone else can make money. Okay, that statement alone, that is not what insurance is. Insurance is not you die and we're going to make money. The greater number, the amount of people that are helped by insurance is astronomical. All right? If you were to look at the insurance industry and take it all away, the life expectancy of people in this country would be dramatically lower. This is much better than having no health care. All right? You guys don't know what the fuck you're talking about. He says, that's inherently evil, in my opinion. Right, but that's not what's happening. You're saying that. That's not the truth. You have concocted this fairy tale in your brain that the insurance industry is going, ooh, let's go scam people. There are 400 million people that live here. The ones that are covered, generally, they're going to be okay with their insurance coverage. And it's like that because some of you will get denied. Tough! Tyler says, my son's NICU stay was over $100,000. We paid $1,000 out of pocket. See? You see, it's coming around now. People who've actually experienced the insurance companies and the good that they do are doing very well in defending my point. All right? And all you assholes are doing are going, oh! That was a threat on Reddit that an old lady was denied cancer treatment and now she's dead. Fuck that bitch. God damn. I don't understand who the normally clear thinking Linda, I don't understand where she is coming from. Asshole of the day, Eric, for being the only super fan of insurance companies. Dare I say, the only ones that are fans of insurance companies are the ones who are slowly but surely coming out of the woodwork. David says it's all good till someone dies. Yes, that does happen. You had that happen to you, without a doubt. I still can't say that insurance companies suck, though. I'm sorry that that happened to you. Donko refers to Linda as judgmental Linda speaks again. Well, yeah, I mean, that's part of her charm. You get one shot, mom spaghetti, and you ain't changing her mind again. She is one stubborn hussy. I'll tell you that right now. IMKO says, I love you, Zane. Holy shit. Okay, let me put this to you in the simplest terms possible. If 1,000 people get their treatments covered, in order to pay for that, one person is denied, good. Good. That's the way it goes. It's the luck of the draw. Sounds cruel, but that's it. Anything else? I don't know what to tell you. There's nothing else to do here. Piano Finger Banger writes, things easy loves. Insurance companies, Big Pharma, Bernie Madoff, Scientology, and Comcast. Linda says, I'm Irish German. I have a right to be stubborn. It's in my DNA. IMKO says that he loves me, or she loves me. I don't know if it's a boy or a girl. I said that when you said that insurance companies are better than no health care. Yeah, it's true. I love my health care. You guys are fucking idiots. You can sit around. You know what? This is what you do. Go around and bitch. And then what you should do then is you should then deny your health care coverage from your employer or don't get any through the marketplace and just save your pennies and then pay for your broken leg that way, you idiots. Becky says, I'll say this. Insurance companies suck. Have you ever tried to go through the authorization process for any medication or procedure? It's all computer-based algorithm, and then you go through appeals and someone who has minimal medical background. This is a shit system. It's the best system. It's a fantastic system, and it's a million times better than everyone else's system. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here. Patrick laughs at the comment, insurance is the luck of the draw. Now, IMKO is being referred to as an idiot in this chat. Tofus says, what the fuck? Why am I an idiot? I don't disagree with that statement, but there's more than those two options, too. Corey says, if you are paying for insurance, then claims should be accepted 100%, no questions asked. That's not true. You paid for a service. They need to deliver that service. And well, then it'll be bankrupt. Then no one will get insurance. Do you understand the examples I gave you, moron? Are you telling me that every person who gets insurance, 100% of it is covered? That's impossible. Do you know how math works? Idiot, if what is paid into the system is less than what's leaving the system, what do you think happens, dickhead? And you have to have money going in to support the infrastructure, all the IT, the personnel, all of that shit. God. I can honestly say that this chat today might be the most ignorant group of people that I have ever witnessed on any podcast in nearly 6 years of podcasting. You are some of the most ignorant sluts that have ever walked the face of the earth. And you know what makes you even more bad? Is that you assholes are sitting there saying, oh, this is evil. And yet your guy murdered a dad. And the insurance companies are evil. You got it all fucked up. You are backwards. Aram says, I missed all of this. Oh, shame on you, Aram. You wait. I've been talking about one topic for 1 hour. Aram, let me just give you the Reader's Digest version. I started talking about bushy eyebrows getting busted at the McDonald's. All right. And then I went down the road of, look, I cannot get behind all this hate towards the McDonald's because they turned the bad guy in. That's ridiculous. All the people supporting the murderer, I can't get behind that. And then all these dipshits who probably haven't even had one experience with insurance companies claiming that all insurance companies are evil. I don't believe that at all. And then I talked about there are countless people who've had outstanding experiences with insurance companies for things like pregnancy and births and neonatal intensive care and cancer treatments and knee replacements and you name it. All of these assholes here are sitting there going around touting that, oh my gosh, everything should be covered everywhere. Everything should be covered. It should be a utopia and we should have fucking daisies flying out of our ass when we fart. Nonsense. That's what's happened. And because of all of that, well, what it did, Aram, is it stoked the brilliance of me. And when that happens, things fly out of me at an alarming, accurate pace. And so I've been basically rubbing these people's faces and shit for the entire podcast. Megan is here. She says, did you read the reviews of Yelp? Yeah, that's in fact what we covered earlier here. And it was because of your tip that led me down this road. And I thank you for that. You brought on probably one of the greatest, most sustained, amazing rants in the history of this podcast. Aram says Eric's father was an insurance man for years. Life insurance. Fake Freemere, a.k.a. Ghost Gun Maker, Says, if Eric didn't need a new knee, he wouldn't be sticking up for big insurance. By the way, there are times that life insurance, you know, like a lot of times my dad would, people would buy a policy. And let's say a guy buys a 30-year policy. He pays on it for 29 years. And then he kills himself. And then the insurance company, like the wife says, oh my God, my husband's dead and he's got a $5 million insurance policy. When do I get my check? And my dad says, oh, honey, you read the fine print. And he kill himself? Yes. Well, sorry. Smell you later. Hang up. So he had to deal with that shit all the time. Except he was a heavy, you know. People started bitching to him about it. He's like, fuck you. Bullshit. We cover natural death. This policy's not paying out. Go fuck yourself. I just want to say you're welcome. To all of you. You're welcome. I appreciate all the thanks for what has been a goddamn slaughter. A one-hour deposition, a tutorial, a TED Talk, if you will, that flew out of nowhere because of this horrible murder. All right, that is Act 1 of the podcast. Act 2 is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.